We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It is Dom time. Welcome in. So this man was with your Philadelphia Eagles. Do you recognize it's not the voice of yore? He is an icon, and he's got an issue, in addition to the kneeling during the national anthem tomorrow night, that he wants the football players, NFL football players, to pursue.
If they would just do massive voter registration, as Mal said, they can lead the way for citizen participation. They have followers in high schools and colleges. And so, because they're also visible, use that visibility to become model citizens.
All right, so Jesse Jackson has been here with the Philadelphia Eagles, who knew the last couple of days, meeting with Malcolm Jenkins and others. And it seems to me tomorrow night that there's probably going to be, you know, exhibition season, a protest around this. I'll tell you what Aaron Rodgers has said that is pretty garbled, but also I think out of line. I don't think NFL football players can do what Jackson is talking about. In other words, I don't think they can lead massive voter registration drives. Again, even more political around this, but certainly not as bad as protesting during the game, because I don't think a lot of them are registered to vote. I don't think they do vote. And it would be interesting to follow up on that and to see how many do. And if they don't, then I'm a believer, if you don't vote, I call into question just about any stance or anything you want done. If you don't vote, you're kind of out of luck. That's the first requirement, is it not? Well, the first requirement is to be a citizen, to have a say. The second is to vote. If you don't, well, then why should we listen to you on anything? 855-839-1210. Now, Aaron Rodgers interviewed on all this. He says that it's best to ignore what President Trump is firing at players or NFL sports. I think the more we give credence to stuff like that, the more it's going to live on. I think if we can learn to ignore or not respond to stuff like that, it takes away the power of statements like that. Rodgers went on to say I don't know how many times we can say as a player in a group how much we love and support and appreciate the troops and the opportunities the country allows us. But this is about equality and something bigger than ourselves and bringing people together in love and connectiveness and equality and social justice and putting a light on people deserve to have the attention for their causes and the difficult situations that they're in. You know, people have their opinion. You shouldn't do it during the anthem. You shouldn't do it during this, and that's fine. But let's not take away from what the real issue is. Now, this Aaron Rodgers is a great quarterback. He's a Hall of Famer. He's one of the 10 best quarterbacks ever and all that stuff. But he's a perfect example of the gibberish you get here. And again, NFL players are now saying it's even bigger than something before. And they're going to keep on repeating, it's not about the military. We're not disrespecting the military. And B, we're going to do it during this period of time because these issues are so big. That's where we are. That's what I predict you're going to see during preseason, then into the beginning of the season. It'll play right into the midterms. So as maddening as it is, you know, and Jesse Jackson encouraging players to be public role models and to make this the issue of voter registration, I'm fine with that as far as it goes. I don't think they can do it, though. See, that is a direct step. If you tell people to vote, you shouldn't do it during the national anthem, taking a knee to have people vote. But if you're actually out there doing that, that is a step toward, well, this is what you do. If you don't like Trump's policies, you register and you vote. It's on you. Rather than bothering everybody else during a football game. I don't think the average NFL player is registered to vote or votes. I really don't think that. It'd be interesting to ask Malcolm Jenkins that and several of the other players and union leaders. So apparently there's going to be an editorial today or tomorrow that they're going to be dropping the NFL Players Union on all this stuff. But I offer Aaron Rodgers as an example of a guy who still doesn't get it. You can say all you want to people, we're not doing this toward the military and all that. But you're saying you're going to continue to do this because the issues are so overall. And then when we ask what the issue is, you can't give us an issue with a goal. Jesse Jackson, at least, is saying they ought to use their celebrity status in a massive voter registration. People that idolize will register and vote and do all those good things. I'm fine if they do that off the field, if that's the case, even though I know what it's about. It's about voting to stop President Trump. But at least voting and moving toward that, that would be a somewhat positive thing, right? All right, coming up tonight, they're out in Auden Reed in South Philly. The Parkland students coming in, probably with armed security, this traveling caravan. And then tomorrow night, they're going to be over in, I think it's in Perkasie for the Pennridge School District. I have it here somewhere. I'll give you the exact location. We have the attorney we had on from the Pennridge School District. Well, his kids go there. At the height of why Pennridge suddenly is getting national attention. They're calling themselves the Pennridge 225. I think there are any number of kids who just thought it was cool to walk out of class. And initially, the school district said, they're going to be, they had to come on a Saturday. Then they started to back away from all this. And they're called the Pennridge 225. And that's why the media will be flocking there and why the Parkland students are making a stop in Perkasie. By the way, Jim Brown, a guy who is the greatest football player of all time. Sorry about the others. He is. He was this dominant figure. He's like the Wilt of NFL football. He said he would never kneel during the national anthem. And Jim Brown is a guy who has pushed back when it was much harder for social justice, would never kneel during the national anthem. Jim Brown's a pretty hard guy for these guys to push back on, I would think.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.